All right, go ahead. Here we go. The fade. The fade is more like a wave than a fade. I love it. I love it. It's tremendous.
Well done.
Oh,
that was
man.
Wow.
See?
That was good.
See that? That's the use.
Pat, are you taking notes, Pat?
Learn. Yeah, yeah. Learn. Living and learning. Every minute.
So next time, if Chris isn't here, maybe you'll be able to pick up the slack.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Pat Dalpiaz is manning the Facebook Live feed. So if anybody has any questions, they could just type them in and well, Pat will relay.
Jimmy has a question and says, I have a sister-in-law.
Ooh.
Oh, Paula Ryan O'Brien. Paula Ryan O'Brien, super fan from upstate New York. Pat Dalpiaz's sister. Jimmy Dalpiaz's sister-in-law is with us.
Good morning, Gloucester.
Good morning, Pat.
Kim is with us.
Good morning, Gloucester.
Chris is with us.
Good morning, Joe. Happy birthday. Good
and
to
Tom,
see you. Again.
And Tom.
How many weeks till his real birthday? About 3 weeks,
today?
Right? No, about 3 weeks.
When was yesterday? Birthday? It was yesterday.
4 weeks from today.
Why did I buy you a drink at the studio?
Is your actual birthday on a Sunday?
October 29th. No, October 29th. It's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we have to have your surprise party on the 27th.
Presents. Right.
A lot of presents.
And we got Tom McCants. The new super listener.
He's a podcast virgin. Have you ever been on a different podcast?
No.
So this is your first.
This is my first.
You look afraid.
Ooh, we'll have to go gently on that.
I know who I'm sitting next to.
So Tom and Paula have something in common. They're both longtime Gloucester visitors.
Oh, yeah?
So we're going to talk to them about
Their perceptions
over the years.
Yeah, nice.
What has Gloucester changed for the what they've seen? So why don't we stop? Why don't we hop right in with that?
Yeah, I would say years ago when we came here, our friends told us when we first came here. She goes, "You don't go there to eat."
Really?
Because there was, they said the food's not really any good. And then we came back this year, like a decade later or more.
Blown away.
I have to agree with that.
Phenomenal restaurant.
Could you please
repeat it? Nobody's talking to you.
What was it?
I have to agree with that, that years ago when I used to come, I didn't think about the food. Now when I come, and obviously I enjoy food, but it's incredible.
You can't even get bad food, really.
For every,
you have to work hard to find any bad food.
Yeah, it used to be like real mediocre. You're like, okay, go to this place. You're like, okay. And you're like, it's a fish town.
Yeah.
It's like, where's the fish?
Where's the fish?
Where's the beef?
Graham is saying that her parents took them to Gloucester when they were kids. I still love going there. Hope it never changes. Love the flowers at the bridge. Great job.
There you go. Let's shout out to Generous Gardeners.
The flowers.
They've kept it up over the years. I mean,
even my dogs thing. Know how nice those flowers are because they won't even go into the flower beds to pee or poop.
Good.
There's signs all over that say don't put the dogs in the flower garden.
No, I see that.
So, do you understand the dog that we're dealing with? The official mascot that poops everywhere?
I don't know why I'm thinking.
The dog that poops everywhere won't even go into the flower beds to poop because he too sees the beauty
of
the flowers and the hard work that those gracious gardeners.
I saw one of the women
gardeners.
Work
generous.
Yeah, hard
generous.
There the other day, and I thanked her. I said that it's so beautiful when you go
by. Was it Antoinetta?
She didn't say what her name was. She was just working hard, and I
thanked
her.
Antoinetta is there every day.
That's
every
awesome.
Every single day.
But,
nice.
But I know your listeners are wondering how I know Tom.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the record's got to show that I met Tom 29 years ago in the grill. Or Jamaica.
Yeah.
He was on his honeymoon, and my wife and I were on our honeymoon.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And
oh my
that's kind of cool. That
and
had
we
a
were booked so. At one. I won't mention the name because
in deference to Kate, because you don't want Kate to get upset.
Mention one of her competitors. One of the resorts. It was oversold for the first night. That we were supposed to be checking in.
Oh, so you
so you follow you. So there was one room with one queen bed, And the rest is history.
Oh,
no.
To
so
have
we all got
party.
Doesn't
we,
Connor look like me?
We all got stuck at another one of their facilities right at the airport.
Yeah.
And McLeod.
No,
McCants, McCarthy.
And McBride.
And McBride's. Those were the three newlyweds that all got stuck at this.
You're staying off the bus. It's like, you're going to stay here tonight.
Yeah.
Right.
So they drop us off, and then everybody else is like waving.
It was
on
their honeymoon.
You're
like, okay, we'll
grill.
Stay here.
Wow.
And,
but you made the most of it.
Yeah, and, but obviously the McBrides are not here because they didn't make the cut.
No,
I didn't
make
the table. But we stayed in touch. We've traveled multiple times since then.
Oh, that's such an awesome
story. And they haven't been back to Gloucester in a number of years.
Yeah,
and
probably about 4 years. Right?
4 years, and
yeah.
You know, they heard that we moved here, and they came and stayed with us for the weekend.
So what did you guys do? Oh, you were boating yesterday.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
so by boat. You were sprinkling money all over town.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
We were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we
used multiple docks.
Yeah.
To transverse the harbor by boat.
Yeah.
And spread wealth.
Exactly.
That was your move.
That was my move.
So you dropped money. Oh, also you have to tell your story about your new boat. But go ahead. Tell me about your weekend on the water. Weekend on the water.
So it was we left late afternoon because of the tides.
Yeah.
And
like
I took him for a trip up and down the Anisquam River. You know, pretty windy. Current was vicious. We went into the harbor. Our first stop was at the public dock, and we got off and had a nice beverage at Captain Carlos. Got back. Well, I think some people had more than one beverage.
That'd be me.
then we hopped back on
That's
the boat
right.
and headed over to the studio. For some beverages and
sushi.
Some half off sushi that was outstanding.
Delicious.
As always.
Oh, that sushi is so good
yeah.
in the studio.
And then we hopped back on the boat. And,
wait, before we hopped back in the boat, Chris decided he has to clean the boat with a bucket of water and a freaking scrub brush. So he's out there and it's getting dark and he's pouring water on. The ladies are trying to get settled. He's pouring water on scrubbing bird poop.
Because the seagulls destroyed me. That, I mean, I had
place.
More seagull poop on my boat than
you know what? Because people
like,
feed
now?
The
church steeples.
People feed the seagulls.
Yeah. They do?
Yeah.
Sorry. Well, I thought you thought that their poops looked a little different. So after I cleaned the boat successfully, we headed over to the public dock behind Minglewood and just stayed there for no more than 30 minutes, like the sign said. But we went over to Machaca. We went over to Machaca and listened to a great band. What the hell was the name? I can't believe I forget. But they're well known.
It's a classic rock.
Yeah, they're great stuff. These guys ate. I don't eat anymore.
Yeah.
But we had some great food at Machaca. Saw
it's
Eric,
delicious.
Saw
really
Luis. Tom was drinking skinny margaritas with his pinky sticking out like,
wait,
oh.
What? I don't know what a skinny margarita is.
It's fewer calories.
Fewer calories.
Oh.
It's like
I was inspired by Chris. And it's 22 pounds of weight.
22 pounds. 22 pounds, folks.
So Chris is on the psycho diet.
Well,
yes.
It's not a psycho diet. It's a very
it's a very disciplined.
Disciplined.
It's absolutely. He has lost the weight. He looks fantastic. It's you have to be.
Disciplined.
You have to be disciplined.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, speaking of that, not to interrupt, but we were at the studio, and these guys were like, Chris, you ready to order? And I look at my watch, and I had just had a snack like an hour and a half prior. And they say every two and a half, 3 hours is when you should eat. So I said, no, I'm not ready. I'm not ordering yet. I need another half hour.
My wife's passing out from starvation.
Yeah.
And he can't order yet.
Yeah. So that's how far I've gone. Where?
But his move is, so this morning he brought...
Yes.
Two coffee
yeah.
rolls that are from Mom's Kitchen that are all butter and sugar and flour.
And one coffee roll feeds a family.
But
right.
he tells everybody what to get at all the different places, which are completely not on his diet.
You don't get to choose the menu. Chris is going to tell you what you're going
to
get.
He smells his way
vicariously
to satisfaction.
You.
I brought Tom and his wife to Virgilio's yesterday. They walk in and they're like, oh my God, this is heaven in here. Right, and they're looking at the menu, debating what they're gonna get. No. You guys are getting a St. Joseph sandwich on a roll. What? No, that's what you're getting. You can pick your own condiments, but that's what you're getting. So they both get the St. Joseph sandwich. Prior to that, the night before, we went to the Franklin for dinner, and they're looking at the menu. I'm like, no. You're getting the carved hanger steak with French fries. What? That's what you're getting. And they both got it.
It makes it easy. You don't have to make a choice. And they just
did I stare you wrong?
You just stare at us like your dog. You're looking at us the whole time.
So
Chris,
what do you
have?
What do you have when they're having hanger steak?
He had a pickle for lunch yesterday.
At Virgilio's. For those of you who haven't had Virgilio's homemade pickles, they're well worth the $1.25. They got pickle or dill and
sour.
What is it? Sour. Yeah. Dill. I got the dill. What did I get at? What did I get to eat? That I know I got Brussels sprouts.
Kernel of something.
No.
This might be the first weekend you didn't go to Yella since they have opened.
No, and we were going to go. We were gonna, because I wanted to, because his wife said she was in the mood for some steak.
We got to do a shout out to Yella. They wrote us a nice note back the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Personal touches every time we go.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's so
love
nice.
It. Yeah,
we do have a question from Linda wondering what we think about putting a bathroom near the drawbridge.
I just go in the water, Linda.
Well, I don't think it's a terrible idea.
Like
so speaking of this is a topic that Chris and I,
we
absolutely is a topic. And it's one of the high ones on the show notes, so it couldn't have come at a better time.
Good.
We have come to realize that there is a spectator sport revolving around. So all my life I've driven over the Cut Bridge to go to my grandmother. Captain Joe and my grandmother Felicia lived on Tolman Ave, which is near Cressy's Beach.
It's near the cupboard, right?
The cupboard, right behind the cupboard.
Yeah.
So we would, from East Gloucester, we would drive over the Cut Bridge all the time. And we'd always see the people on the sides of the Cut Bridge and they're always waving to the boats. And over the years, it's just like every single weekend, there's a huge crowd there, right? And now that I own a boat and I'm on Chris's boat and we go through the Cut Bridge, I understand the psyche of these people. These are actually sick, twisted individuals.
Yeah.
Because going through the
spectators or the boat.
So you go through there and there's serious currents and stuff like that. I truly believe that they're there for the carnage.
They want to see somebody wreck.
I swear to God,
it's
they're
why you
there
go to a hockey
for the
game.
Carnage.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Has anybody actually wrecked in there? Do you think?
Fiesta.
Oh yeah.
Well, the boat tried to get it underneath. He thought he had enough clearance, and he tried to get underneath, and his radar system ripped off his bimini.
Did it do anything to that?
Not to the bridge.
Because that would be really bad.
I don't think you can hurt that bridge.
Because during Fiesta, if that bridge went more out, oh my God.
I am guessing that there's far more damage done by, inexperienced boaters than we are accustomed to.
Yeah.
Because of the currents, right?
The currents.
There.
I mean, and so there is a Instagram account called the Qualified Captain. I have a link to it in the show notes. And all it is one after another of user submitted videos of boater mistakes.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I think he's coming on in. It could be a chamber person.
Yeah. I think that that the boat that lost its radar, I think, was on the qualified captain. So if you go on the qualified captain, you follow on it.
So somebody filmed it.
Someone
like they're standing there waiting for it to happen.
Yeah.
Is that a local thing?
Well, you can probably see it.
No, it's not. It's not local. I don't know where it's out of, but it's footage from all over.
Yeah.
But I told Joe yesterday when we were talking about this, like, if you go to Fodor's or these travel guides, it's like things to do. I guarantee one of the things to do is head over to the Cut Bridge.
Really?
And watch these inexperienced boaters
trying
to get
through.
Trying to navigate
through. Yeah, trying to navigate through. Because there are times, yesterday being one of them with the wind, so there's a lot of chop. Current, depending on when the tide's coming in and out. Depending on how large the boat is in front of you and the swells that they're creating, it's a challenge.
Do you follow the wind? Like, yesterday was a southerly or a southwesterly wind.
I don't as much as I should.
Today is a north and then easterly,
right.
And easterly wind.
I'm starting to follow it a little bit more, especially when I pick up my lobster traps, because Joe says, I forget which wind it is. If it's moving in that particular direction, you don't want to bother going out there because it's just going to be way too choppy.
So yesterday it was choppy in the harbor, and that was a south.
It was blowing towards the bridge.
Towards the bridge, right? Yeah, right in our smack.
The current's going out.
And the current's going out.
So Jim is remembering that last week we talked about Joey struggling with that current.
Yes, I remember.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Kate almost
thought she was going to die.
He's wondering if you've had an experience like that. Yeah.
Not where I thought I was going to die, but I, got in
you
there.
You
white
knuckled
like,
it.
Shit, I white knuckled it.
Do bigger boats have an easier time of it? Does a bigger, heavier, like...
I think so.
Yeah. I would think the weight would make
a
difference,
which makes it difficult for the smaller boat like myself or Joe, especially when you have to follow it. But I remember our buddy Ralph, giving me a couple tips when I first bought a boat on things to do when you do go through there. If the boat is bigger in front of you, give it some space.
Let the swells calm down
a bit. And he said speed's your best option going through there. You know, don't just put it in forward.
Right.
You've got to adjust the speeds in order to get through that
without
banging the sides.
Somebody named Charlene is saying hello.
Charlene.
Hey, Shasha.
Charlene's up early. She's got an open house today on High Popples.
Oh, who by me? Angles and Bokers?
Angles and Bokers.
Oh, that's probably Drew Hale's project.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're
really nice.
They are very nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
And I think they might have, I don't want to say for sure, they may have views from the top floor over there.
We were there yesterday because we brought these guys over just to say hi to Charlene. And we walked in and we were like blown away by just how nice it was. I forgot to look out the back window to see. But
we
did look out the back window. I think in the fall when the leaves are off, you might have a small
Great neighborhood. Dwight, you'd be my neighbor. Yeah, I played with all the kids that lived on High Popples when I was a kid.
Eve McCants.
Yes. Good morning, everyone.
Wow.
Nice to see Mr. McCants joining the Gloucester.
Oh, she's awake. Good.
You know she can hear that, right?
Yeah, I know, but it's 9:30. She said she'd sleep till 9.
So don't forget to share this, guys.
Eve, Tom ate a coffee roll. Eve.
Oh, she just sold your buddy out.
You are evil, Chris.
I had a little piece.
With his glove.
Because we're going on a diet.
Paula Ryan O'Brien, you went to Local Colors.
I did. We were on Main Street, going to go to dinner. We went to Trio, had a great dinner.
Trio, nice.
And when we found a spot to park, we were near Local Colors.
Can I interject for 1 second? Do you know Trio has their own parking lot? That's right next to the Trio?
Yes.
And it was full?
Yes.
Okay.
No. I have been in there and struggled to get out of it.
Oh, okay.
So
I didn't
want to
say it
again.
Was her driving that had us
parked
there.
That Cadillac is hard to maneuver.
It's a 1970s?
1970 Cadillac.
The fence.
Burning all kinds of fossil fuels.
Right.
Anyway, we decided to park on Main Street, on the street.
Yeah.
And we were on the left side, and Pat was locking up the car and putting some stuff in. And the light from Local Colors caught my eye. And they have some, I love stained glass work. and they had some
like
little lights, you know, like night lights kind of thing on a bank of wall, and they were all these different colors. And I immediately said to Pat, I'm going in here for a second while you do your thing. And I ended up walking out with, you know, and the artist was there.
Donna Amaro.
And she's one of the, we got talking to her because I was like, how lucky am I that the artist that I'm purchasing from is here today, you know, and how great it is. And she told us a little history about local colors, and their anniversary is coming up.
What year?
Yeah,
30 years. In about a month, they're going to have an event, November 2nd.
They're going to have music, and all the artists are going to be
there. One of my newly discovered favorite artists is one of the artists there. And Chris, I discovered her. Chris bought one of her pieces. The buoys, and it's kind of like she, very simple, bold, kind of.
It's like engraved. I'd love to meet her and actually have her explain to me.
We should have her on the podcast.
We should.
And then
but
she
it's carved right into wood, and the painting and the vibrant colors.
And then she puts like five coats of lacquer on it, so it just pops.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Judy Plank.
Judy Plank.
So Judy Plank is
a lot of great pieces.
At local
that are like
colors.
That are unique.
Right,
that's
and according to her, most of the artists are going to be there at this. They're going to have an event for their anniversary.
We'll talk more about it.
And
it's
Pat's
going to
do a post about it.
I wonder if will they let me
what
sell.
What was the Amaro lady's name? I'm going to put them in the show.
Donna
Amaro. Okay.
Will they let me sell my nude photos there?
Probably.
They're from his honeymoon. Mm-hmm.
They aren't trying to scare people away, Chris.
No,
they
these are professionally done. These
yeah,
are professionally
I see,
done.
I see.
He had hair back then. It was wonderful.
I had, Oh, and he did too.
But I bought some beautiful pieces. It was so pretty, and I loved it, and I'm glad. You got to stop in there. It's awesome. It's great.
You know what was cool is as I was taking Tom downtown, him and his wife, around, 1:30-ish, I mean, Gloucester was popping.
It was
hopping yesterday.
Yeah,
you'll see. There's a little bit of a lull. So Gloucester's booming in the summer, obviously,
right?
And then there's like a little bit of a lull in
activity.
Like an activity, like the first couple of weeks of September. And then when the leaf peeping season starts up, we get another rush of people coming through. Mm-hmm. And the Chamber's done, they have some... A lot of organizations plan shoulder season events.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hey guys, we're taping, so you don't have to. You could just. Right now, you're on video.
Is that chair any good right there?
So, Lindy. I'm gonna wear a better
shirt.
Susan Caviello's here, wearing the shirt that I.
Oh.
You did that on purpose, didn't you?
I did.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
She was my muse.
You guys are going to want to...
Does it have the...
I can shift.
Is it going in the back?
You guys move up.
No, I'm going to make them. I told her I'm going to do it.
Okay.
But that was
I'm
going to take it to the next level.
But I'm going to get... I get proceeds, right? I get some
royalties.
Commission, right?
Royalties.
We need you to push in over there because you're not on camera.
Oh, okay.
Pushing
over there.
Everybody slide down.
Sounds good.
We can slide. Or he can slide. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. This tastes like a ham and egg and cheese sandwich.
Okay.
Not
as
good
as
a bagel.
Everybody's in the frame?
That's better, yeah.
I want you guys to introduce yourselves.
Okay. My name is Susan Coviello. I am with Cape Ann Plein Air. This is our fourth year, and our event starts in about a week.
Awesome.
Yes.
I was at the event at Warren Wise College.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay.
She was cooking for us.
I know.
Her
is I just made the connection when you said that.
It was good food. You wouldn't get out of the kitchen. I remember you, too.
I'm Mike Storeller. I'm also with Cape Ann Plein Air, and like Susan said, this is our fourth year. And we're pretty excited that it's shaping up to be a bigger event than we've had the last couple of years because of some things we've added to it that we'll talk about.
I want to say that's a Jeff Weaver.
Awesome.
No, it's actually last year's winner was Neil Hughes.
Oh,
that's
great.
So this is and he is back by invitation because he was our grand prize winner.
So you don't have a green jacket for him like the Masters?
Maybe this year.
That's a good
Maybe
idea.
This year.
A green paintbrush.
A green paintbrush.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So is that part? So it's almost like they've set this thing. Are you familiar with Cape Ann Plein Air? I mean, the plein air in general, these competitions that they're having all over the country?
I'm starting to become more familiar because of the events.
Yeah, I love it. And they
It's set up almost like it's almost like a sporting event.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
Because what happens is, so the people get juried in.
Yeah,
right? And these events are happening all over the country in these beautiful locations. And the best of the best get invited.
Really?
And there's prize money.
Really?
Over $22,000. We have $22,000 this year for prizes.
So there's all kind of...
It is.
It's an art competition. We choose 40 artists. And this year we had 200 applications from all over the country, all over the world, right?
Wow. Yes, we don't choose them. They're chosen
by a juror.
By a juror online.
Juror. Yeah, well, we pay the juror. But so,
yeah.
That's what I mean by we. And then we have two judges, actually. One who judges them into the competition. And then the second judge awards the $20,000 at our gala, which this year is at North Shore Arts Association.
Yeah.
So that's on the October 12th.
Yep.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Yep.
And you can also, so there's like multi levels to this whole event.
Wow.
Like first, we had the kickoff thing at Warren's house, Engel and Folker. Wow.
We had to learn how to say it.
Engels and Folker.
I always just read it. So how do you say it?
Engel and Folker. It's pronounced as an F.
German.
You say it quickly, like Folker.
Right. So they are our diamond sponsor. They are our highest level sponsor. And they had a kickoff event for some buyers and some of our housing hosts. We have folks all over Cape Ann that open up their homes and house an artist for a week or 10 days, which we're really grateful for. So Karen and Warren threw a pretty great little kickoff party that Joey was at.
It was epic.
Yeah, I was at it too. And I'm like, geez, I'm getting into this artsy stuff. They throw these type of parties?
The best part was when we did the spin the bottle.
Spin the paintbrush.
No, it was fantastic. But people are encouraged. When does it start?
It starts Sunday. So a week from today, our 40 artists all over the country, and I should say that we have several Cape Ann artists as well that were juried in, including John Caggiano, Ken Knowles, Marnie Williams,
Paul George.
Janet Sutherland. So there are local artists as well that are juried in by our juror who sort of does it blind to the extent that he doesn't recognize people's art. So they will come today.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah,
he's
I was
really
say,
good
that's
at
impressive.
His job.
I like that one.
Now he's found a job he wants.
He's really
he's got a job he'd be good at. He can pick the artist that way.
Exactly.
And they come for a week and they paint all week long all over Cape Ann. Four communities, we give them a map. We have location-specific awards, so they know that they should go paint in Manchester and Essex and Rockport. Of course, Working Waterfront is one of our awards. Best Watercolor. I mean, there's all sorts of awards that they can compete for. And at the end of the week, we have a big lobster bake at the Gloucester House, and Lenny tells long-winded stories, and we love it, and they love it. John Jerome is playing for us this year there for about an hour.
Down in Cowboy.
That is open to the public. It's $30 a person. If you'd like to come to the lobster bake, please let me know. And then Saturday, of course, is our gala.
That's Friday night for the lobster bake?
Yes.
Right. What date is that?
It's the 11th.
11th.
At the Gloucester House.
So not only is this a competition, but people are encouraged to buy the art. You can buy
the
art.
Yeah, absolutely.
We want them to
You want them to buy art.
Yes.
You want
you
more
buy
people
it right off the easel.
Right
buy
off
the
easel.
Painting if you want
yes.
to.
And so what's going to be really cool starting next Sunday is around town, you will see people set up. Because plein air is basically outdoor, painting out in the open, outdoors.
Yep.
So you'll see all over town, all over Manchester, Essex, Gloucester, Rockport, you'll see these people set up. And they... Some of them are better with social media than others. Mm-hmm. And they'll kind of like put out there, hey, come check out what I'm doing.
Yep.
And it's a good way to...
I've been here when they were doing it. I think last year or maybe the year before. And they'll talk to you.
Yeah.
They'll answer your questions.
Yeah.
It's really so interesting.
Yeah.
It's their profession. So when you say you're welcome to buy art, that's how they make money. They're professional artists.
Mm-hmm.
That's their job. So not only do they compete for prizes, but they also... You know, really want people to
to buy their art.
Well, I was kind of wondering, not during your contest, of course, but other times of the year, if you see artists out there, is it considered bad manners to walk up and say...
I don't think
not
so.
At all.
No, not
I wasn't
at all.
Sure. Okay, I wasn't sure how that was...
No. People expect it. The artists expect it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Just
some,
don't spill coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like with anything, some are more social than...
Right. Yeah,
sure.
So when we had the gallery on Rocky Neck...
Right.
And EJ, who did a fantastic job managing that gallery, and we had the guest wall,
right.
Where people could come in for a week or two. They would help her pay part of the rental
the
for
rent,
the space,
right.
And we would have a new opening every couple of weeks.
Right.
But what I came to realize talking to all these artists that, and there's no correlation at all. But some of the most talented artists are the most reluctant and will not use social media or are the worst marketers of their own stuff.
Absolutely.
And then you have, honestly, you have some really marginal artists, and they're out there blasting their stuff day in and day out. Like, I used to get press releases from this one woman, and her stuff was like, honestly, like garbage. But I would post the things, and like after a while, I was just like, oh, fuck, I can't. Like, it just killed me to post. But I'd do it anyway because you're trying to be nice and not hurt anyone's feelings.
Right.
But she was terrible.
Are the paintings, do they have a price on them? Or is it like a
bidding
process?
Yes, the artists set their own price.
They set their own price.
There's no auction or anything. They set their own price.
So explain some of the parameters. So it's like a week long that they'll be painting outside, right? They have just a week to do it? Or
yes.
How many days?
Yes,
they
have a week. They have to submit at least a minimum of 5 paintings. 5 paintings will be hung.
5.
And they can have up to 3 set aside in case they're selling, when they sell during the evening, we can also sell the other 3 that they did not enter into the competition. So 5 are entered into the competition and another 3 are there.
5 in 7 days?
Yeah,
at
least.
Holy shit, that's
some
aggressive.
Some of them do way more than that.
And then you also have...
7 days?
They got to paint them in 7 days.
There's an opportunity for the public to come see it, right? To just come through.
So the gala is...
That's how you've done it before.
Yeah, well... Yes.
Okay.
The next day, the gallery, North Shore Art Association, will be open from 10 to 5, and the paintings will be available to see and to purchase without coming to the gala.
Yeah, right.
A lot of them will be sold on Saturday
night,
so you have to realize
they want to encourage people to go to the gala.
Yeah. Right.
But they have to show all 5
for
that gala and to the judge who picks the winners
based
Saturday.
On all 5.
Afternoon, right?
He judges Saturday when there's an out Saturday night.
Your the program has on each page, well, you have some sponsors, but there's also an acknowledgement and thanks, but you have a page for each of the artists.
Correct. Yep.
And
yep.
Like literally, and it tells a little story about each of the artists, and you can see what their style is and stuff like that. You know, obviously they're gonna submit something that they feel represents them.
There's some
so you'll see these. Where can people get these around town?
You can actually get them
everywhere. We've got over 3,000 of them,
yes.
And in 95 locations around Cape Ann, they've been deposited. You know, like the Cape Ann Museum. You know, Not Sure Arts,
Liquor Locker,
restaurants,
the Chamber of Commerce, the visitor, the Welcome Center. So if you see this. Believe me, they could charge for this. It's so awesome. But they're giving them away for free.
Right.
So pick that up, right?
Yes.
And I'd like to mention, you know, we mentioned our sponsors. This whole event would not happen without the sponsors. We have to raise $20,000 in prize money, which is not easy.
Not easy.
I mean, we get some revenue from the gala and art sales, but it's a big operation financially. And all the people who buy ads in our book support us making that book and make it more successful. I mean, one of the other things, we do this in October because it's the shoulder season. I heard you mention that early.
Yeah.
And we picked this month because we're trying to drive our cultural business into Cape Ann. And we're doing, in fact, a lot of advertising outside of Cape Ann. We sent, 8,000, 10,000 rack carts all around Boston and hotels and everything, trying to drag people up here. to stay in our hotels, go to the restaurants during our time.
This is the first year you've done that?
First year we sent this much paraphernalia out. Wow. You know, both the books and the... We just didn't have the resources in our organization to pull it off. So.
We want the artists to be able to sell their art and to get to know them. So the best way to do that, and the best way to support the creative economy and the whole local economy and its on the shoulder season, is to bring as many people as we can up for the week. One thing that we're doing that's new this year is Cape Ann Week 2019. So a lot, there are many businesses that are offering specials, special little events, drink specials. Hotels are offering a little bit of a discount.
The meerkats are just raise your hands all the meerkats at the other end.
So one of the really wonderful things is Art Haven. You know, where the kids learn about art. They're doing a wet paint event on Saturday, the 12th, during the day on Main Street from 10 to 12. We're encouraging our artists to go and join them to paint on Main Street for a couple of hours. So that's one of the things that's being offered. And there's a QR code on the poster, and you can find all this information about all of the offerings for Cape Ann Plein Air Week on our website, capeannpleinair.com.
Well, the other exciting thing is Captain Joe's here. You can come and get your body painted. Joe will be doing some body painting.
Au naturel.
Au naturel. You can do this as a tattoo, actually. You wouldn't even need a shirt.
Yeah, I'm helping him that day, too.
Chris is the assistant. It's going to be wonderful.
I'm the artistic director.
I got a little kiddie pool. So you sit in the middle of the kiddie pool.
Local hardware store donates the paint.
Yeah. We're gonna do a couple in Pollock style.
Splashing on you.
Yeah. Are you all right? What's going on?
I gotta go.
What do you mean you gotta go?
Is it something we said? Is it the body paint experience?
You just got here.
It was the fact that he planned it out with the pool and everything ahead of time. Right. It made her nervous.
She
realized
it was not
just a sample.
You got one? Yeah, I got one.
Right.
Beautiful.
All right, thank you.
Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you so much.
Sorry, I have to run out.
I love your dress. It was very nice.
Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Hey, goodbye.
You look fabulous today. The whole outfit's a very on point.
You're on film, Kim. Kim, say hello.
She hates to be on camera. CapeAndPleinAir.com is the website. Plein is P-L-E-I-E-I-N, and then A, and the link will be in the show notes.
Just for people, I learned this a couple weeks ago. What does that mean again?
Mike?
Plein Air, outside.
Outside.
French means you're painting outside.
Yes.
In Italian, they all sometimes call it a la prima, all at once. And that's why these painters get 5 to 7, maybe some of them do 10 paintings that week. Because they are fast and they do it all at once outside.
Wow.
Yeah. Outside.
They can't take a picture of the scene and go home to their studio and finish it at night. It has to be done on spot.
They can't do that.
No.
Interesting.
No.
That's
so
cool.
It's really an amazing process to watch. I mean, we saw them
create the
paintings in 2 or 3 hours at Warren's house.
At Warren's,
And they were beautiful.
And it's like, wow.
Yeah, you couldn't believe it. Ken Knowles and...
Yeah,
fantastic. Well, thank you guys for coming. You can stick around. We have some other topics. Do you have anything else you wanted to add?
No, just I hope that everyone knows that the gala will sell out, so buy your tickets. They're online.
Okay.
The quick draw is on Monday. The quick draw is for up to 120. Anybody can enter for $25, can come and paint. It's going to be in Essex this year at the Shipbuilding Museum. 120 artists. This is your chance. Yeah.
This is it. This is where we'll do the naked body paint. And we'll have a live... we can't say this. Don't say this on the podcast. We'll go in under the radar.
Yeah.
We'll get the kiddie pool.
Yes.
We'll have a naked model.
Yes.
And we'll throw paint at her.
Yeah.
And it'll be like an avant-garde kind of thing that no one else... And we'll blow everybody else
out
of the water.
I've seen
storm. I can see the submission to the judges.
Yeah. We have to put it on wheels, and we'll wheel the girl in.
It could be a guy.
Oh, it's a girl?
Too,
oh, it's a woman?
It could be a guy.
Oh,
I'm not dealing with a guy's junk. We've already established
this has degraded very quickly.
We've established that men's parts are gross. Men's parts are gross. Let's honest. with the spackle. Putty, spackle.
I got a spray paint.
It's something. Gas mask.
Oh, my God.
Check, please.
Paint wrestling, yeah.
Now I think I need to stick around just in case you guys say yes. Anything I need to clarify later.
Anyway, you need a referee. Yeah.
Hammond Castle's last day of the regular season is today, Sunday, September 29th. But there are a number of special events coming up for October, including Halls of Darkness, Fears and Phobias, starting October 11th, which is not suitable for children. Does it show topic?
Yeah. Yeah.
You started to get involved at Hammond Castle.
They've been nice enough to include me in some of their information sharing.
Nice. Yeah. Do you get any juice out of that? Do they?
They
do
make
they bring
you
behind
like
the scenes or anything?
Can you sleep there?
You get VIP status.
They bring you to the dungeon.
Well, tomorrow night there's an event there for the media, and
are you
my
going?
GMG connections got me.
Wow.
Credentials. Credentials pay.
It's
big dividends.
They're doing a Santa,
value added.
They're doing a Santa Claus thing, gathering up things for kids at Christmas time.
Oh. Are they having a spread?
Santa Claus.
I don't know. That really wasn't part of my decision making process. I was just psyched to be invited.
If Paul Morrison was the one person going, you know that all he would care about is if they had free food.
Well, and, it is over on the other side of the bridge.
We'll call a spade a spade. That's the way. That's his modus operandi.
Yeah.
When we have an event, when we have a Good Morning Gloucester event, he does own it. If we're having a barbecue or if we're having food, he sniffs it out like nothing else. Anything else where there's like some type of work involved, fucking vanishes. But he does own it.
He does.
I'll give him that.
He doesn't pretend he's not.
You know, we talked about, so, you know, as people that deal with artists and art openings, I know that you can relate to this, because when we had our gallery, we would have these openings. And, you know, and because we had to rotate the rotating wall, every 2 weeks we had new artists, all new people coming into the gallery, and that artist would generally put out a spread, and we would all bring in something or other. So it became known that every couple of weeks we were going to have an opening, and there was going to be some grub there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had these same shameless fucking people. And the way the gallery, we wised up, we put the food all the way to the back of the gallery. It was a long, skinny gallery, so they were always packed. It was standing room only at our openings. And the people, so these same fucking people, and they would whine, they'd keep their head down because they didn't want to have to engage the artist or anyone else.
Right.
And they just work their way back. Then they get the plate, right? Paper plate, right? And, you know, they'd fill it up so that the sides were like caving over, and the stuff was dripping all over the place. No shame at all. And then they would get the plate, and they would kind of turn, and they'd go, and they'd walk right out and go outside the gallery and eat the food.
Wow.
Didn't even acknowledge the artist. Yeah. Whenever there was wine, the wine would go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can
do you have any
you can relate to that.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet you can. I bet you
right?
Definitely.
Right?
Absolutely.
But so when anyone that is close to me knows when I go to, like, and you know, because of Good Morning Gloucester, we get invited to a lot of open public events, and they have you come in because they want you to cover it and stuff. I rarely eat anything because I'm so hyper aware of these other people.
Yeah,
hyper aware that people are gonna, like, you know, and they're always the first people up to the when the food gets announced that it's ready or something. They're there. They're like edging people out. Driving me crazy. No shame. No shame at all.
I love that you're calling these people out. This is awesome.
He hasn't started naming any names yet.
No, that's okay.
As soon as we stop taping, I'm going to tell you, and I bet you that you'll know some of the people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
I
know
bet
who
you.
They are.
Got a list.
I don't know if they do.
Oh, they do.
Do you think?
Yes.
They know who they are.
Yes.
No shame.
No shame.
It's a sport.
Did you get a notification just now that the battery's dying?
Yes, I did.
It's the same people that go to Costco and get the free samples and call that a lunch.
Oh, you're not supposed to do that?
You get a little yogurt, get some cheese.
No, they're TWA though.
Yeah, I saw those.
Like,
are those
like
the airlines?
Yeah.
They look like
No, they're just some Italian. I went to the TWA hotel in down in New York and I know
you right now.
And I bought their shoes because
I want to make sure that we lose on this. So we're going to continue the podcast, audio podcast, but our battery is running low on the video Facebook feed. So if you want to listen to the rest of the podcast, you can, you know, tune in to Good Morning Gloucester and see the rest.
Tune in.
We're gonna sign out
right.
On the live feed right now. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye,
everybody.
Bye.
See you, Joe.
Keep being plein air.
That was a good one.
How much longer am I here? Is it like 4 or 5 more hours?
No.
We're leaving in 5.
All right. That is up.
Joe, how many more topics?
Only a couple.
Jesus Christ.
Such an asshole. All right, here we go.
It's a half an hour until his next snake.
Doesn't Pat look good in that seat? Look at that.
You can't see it now.
Yeah.
Well,
I've moved for those because nobody can see what's happening.
That's right.
Oh, you know something? I feel bad because Kim gave me her topics.
She did.
And said that she was going to be leaving earlier.
And you didn't get to
them? And I fucking didn't get to them.
Oh, it's just about the birds and the butterflies.
I think that's why she left.
Yeah,
no, she was mad, you think?
Yeah.
No, she did stay
longer. She went stomping out.
She said she had to leave at
20. You know what? Honestly, if I do something like that, and you know,
you can
go like this to me, Joe. Can we talk? I have to leave in a few minutes. Can we talk about my topic? Because I have
true.
To leave. I don't have. You know, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Right.
She
and she would
hurt
do that.
I don't know if she would. She's so super polite.
Yeah, she is.
So
much better than most of
them.
Most
of them. But
I think I was just lumped in. I don't know what to tell about being jealous. Well, in fairness,
we did. We said for them to come at 9:45 so we could get her things in.
Right.
They
came in
and interrupted everything.
You interrupted everything.
Did we kill the monarchs?
Pipe Plovers, you're responsible.
Pipe Plovers.
The monarchs, you're responsible.
Oh my God.
And your dog's running loose on the beach right now, isn't he?
I still pick up my dog when I leave.
Oh,
here.
Man.
You're responsible for all the schools, the elementary schools in Gloucester, the deterioration of the schools in Gloucester, any potholes that there are, and the Triple E, I'm putting on you.
Yeah. Yeah. And the rotaries.
What's the matter with the rotary?
Oh, don't get it started.
No one's putting their blinkers on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gordon
Baird,
use your
blinker.
Gordon Baird. Anybody listens to what that brain has to say.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, I don't even know Gordon. I'm new to the town, and I could tell
that
Gordon and I wouldn't be sitting side by side at a bar having a nice conversation.
I'm pretty sure that's the case.
You mean the guy that lives in a huge house on Eastern Point that craps on anybody that has money in town or builds a bigger house?
He's big on that.
That guy?
The save the world people, but yet. They fly first class, have their own jets.
They call those limousine liberals. That's what they call them. Anyway, we don't want to go down that road. Gordon,
I'm putting on my blinker now, just for you. I think when I
we're
interact,
turning
rotary,
off this subject.
You just leave it on the whole time.
Just use your hazards. No, just use your hazards.
So people don't know if I'm going left or right.
Just use the hazards. Just use the hazards.
So with that being said, I do think there's an opportunity for Gloucester to, like most rotaries are doing now, is put lines in the road. So if you're the far right, no?
I think it's just fine. I think people figure it out.
It just takes time to get used to, but people who aren't from the area, who've never seen a rotary before, because there are people out there who've never seen rotaries.
I think the lines are going to screw people up more.
Nobody's
going to
care about the lines.
Nobody's going to care about it.
I didn't even know you called those traffic circles rotaries when I first started coming. Like, oh, there's a
roundabouts.
Club up ahead.
Roundabouts.
And then all of a sudden you're on top of a traffic circle.
Big Ben, the Parliament.
Yeah, do what Chevy Chase does. Just keep riding around.
Big Ben.
Oh, look, Big Ben.
Big Ben. Spitzing.
He can't get over.
He can't get loud.
Did he have his blinker on?
I think he might have not had his blinker on. That was his whole problem. Could have solved all the world's problems with the blinker.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't listen to this. We talked about your Boston Whaler last week.
You just got a Boston Whaler, but you're spreading more money in the economy because you had Cape Ann Marina. You had a good experience with them.
But first I went to Gloucester Marina to look at the existing engine. Rob over there, he owns Gloucester Marina, his name is escaping me, but I left my boat there for 3 or 4 days. He had a mechanic look at it, and you know, cost me $100 for him to say engine shit, but
he gave you an honest opinion.
Gave me an honest opinion. Was a great guy. And
the reason you brought it there was because the engine that was on there was a Mercury.
Was a Mercury.
And they're Mercury dealers.
In Mercury. Yeah. But he does winterizing. He does all that stuff. Great facility down there. If you need any boating needs, so he is the one who actually recommended that I just buy a brand new engine.
Oh.
Which I didn't necessarily want to do, but when you think about it, you know, you buy a used engine that's 5 years old for $3,000, and you don't know, you know,
what's
inside.
Yeah.
No matter how many people look at it. So
right.
He said, go over to Cape Ann Marina and talk to those guys. I'd recommend a Suzuki, 30 horsepower Suzuki. So I went and spoke to Jerry at Cape Ann. He's responsible for sales, engine sales up there. Great guy.
Oh, I didn't know they did that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Great, great, great guy. No BS. Laid it on the line.
How did you deal with someone that doesn't do any BS?
Excellent.
Well, I gave him BS back.
Oh, okay.
All
right.
I wasn't receiving BS back from him. But I ended up buying a brand new Suzuki, which is now being installed on the boat. And, you know, the good news is they looked at the whaler that Joe found for me. And for what I paid for it, it was a steal.
Oh,
yeah,
good,
the boat
good.
Is in great
shape. So you have there's a couple of classic designs, right? There's probably 10 or whatever. I'm just throwing out a number, like 10 kind of classic boat designs. Center
mm-hmm.
console, like Mako, Boston Whaler, Eastern, Carolina Skiff, whatever. There's like so many, like that boat, you could look at it 20 years from now and it'll, the build of that boat, it's fiberglass. As long as you reasonably take care of it, you still have a great investment 20 years from now, right? If you buy it right. Now he has a brand new engine. The part that messes up the engine, he has a warranty.
Oh, so
yeah, 6-year warranty.
6-year warranty.
And do they install it down there too, or
they
do
install
you have to
it
take
down
it
there.
Back to? Okay.
Yep, and they install it and they'll service it.
Having a brand new boat, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because my daughter's going to hopefully be driving it, and I just
good.
Wanted to make sure.
Oh, yeah, you want to make
whaler.
13.
13.
Nice. Yeah, so it's a
perfect little boat for
yeah,
like
seven,
people.
It's a
seven. So his boat's on a mooring, so he'll be able to use the whaler to get back and forth to the
yeah,
great.
Yeah, that was the driver behind getting it. But as I told Joe, I said, I think I'm going to find myself next year probably using a whaler more than the 20-foot grade. Because if it's just my wife and I or just another couple, and you're just going to the beach.
We didn't do what we said we were going to do at the beginning of the summer. Two things we didn't do that we said we were going to do on the boat. We said we were going to take the boat and we were going to do get tents, sleep on tents on on cranes.
Yeah.
And we didn't.
Or backside of Winga.
Backside of Winga or cranes. And the other thing we didn't do was take the boat to the market and have dinner at the market.
Yeah.
Well, we tried.
Yeah.
We tried, but
they
noticed it was me, and they said, we don't have a seat.
They shut the... Joe's walking up the ramp,
For good reasons, because I teased Short and Main. I call it Short and Pretentious. Because of the bartenders there. Because of the bartenders. But the food is great there, and I acknowledge that it's a great restaurant, but I can't help... Because of the bartenders there that are so fucking pretentious, the way they shake their martinis and the way they have an air about them.
If he would stop saying it, he might.
Maybe we'd get a table.
They might forget. Let them back in.
Maybe we'd get a table one of these.
Yeah. So
no.
which restaurant do they let you into? Is there like one in town that you can get into?
No, I could choose just about everywhere, but Short and Pretentious. I mean, Short and Main. No, I kid. They're a great restaurant. It's a fantastic restaurant. I honestly believe. You cannot go wrong. You go there, you sit at the bar.
That's correct. That's
you
right.
get the dollar oysters. Yeah. They have great beers on tap.
Service is great.
Service is great. The
yeah,
food
yeah.
is great. The
yeah.
pizza is great. It's all, at this
we,
point,
we
it's
love
just
everybody.
All about the laughs.
Jordan, we even love you. We're
no.
No.
No. No.
No.
You
won't go that far.
Russell.
Chad, look at what time it is.
Russell Origins.
We gotta go. Oh,
that was
oh, it's all got the yeah. That was Kim's.
There's
it's
apples.
All about the apples.
There's
yeah.
apples.
Yeah.
She wanted to tell
apples,
everybody there's
apple
apples.
Crisp,
donuts.
Apple cider, apple donuts.
Yes.
Your
apple
daughter
butter.
Was all over the apple donuts. Cider donuts. Yeah.
She
apple,
said, she
apple
said
butter.
It would be a good topic.
Apple
yeah.
wine.
Do they have apple wine there?
I think so.
You know what they have that I love in the fall is hot cider. You can go and just get a
oh,
glass
hot
of hot cider
while
you're
bring
shopping.
Nips of, do you bring nips of rum so you can put it in with the cider? Because I wouldn't put it past I would not
no,
put it past the
no.
Ryan girls to bring nips to
we can
to,
the fifth
to
here,
Ryan.
Right? We can plead the fifth here.
You can
I will say that if we were to do it, we would take the nips bottles with us. We would
yeah, you wouldn't throw
them
out
them
the window.
The right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
No, that happens in Essex. That's right. Yeah, that's throw Essex. On your way just past through Essex. Just
Joe, did you forget to put the apple juice on the ribs?
No. The ribs are the ribs are gonna be close right now. Yeah. No, I got ribs on the what's my temperature?
Yes, you totally forgot about
no,
it.
No, perfect. Look, it's dialed in at 2 oh, we're gonna take
wow. All right. So for those of you on the podcast, Joey just showed the camera that he turned off himself the temp on his rib.
My remote thermometer. I just go, went to hold up my
he's
thermometer.
He's so excited. Like,
no, because I'm so excited because I know my smoker. I have the settings dialed in. I'm at 260.
Yeah.
And this has been I have this using the snake method.
Yeah.
It's like people go kill themselves to buy these pellet smokers so they can dial in the temperature.
That's what happens to your pen.
Huh?
That's what I want.
That's where your pens go.
Yes. And he yells at everybody else.
But I think
like,
I think Kim wanted to just remind everybody that Russell Orchards is a nice take in the fall as well as
great take.
As well as any other time of year when they're
great
open.
Great take. Next Saturday, October 5th in Essex, Burial Ground Tours, Chebaco, Paris, 36 Main Street. Noon and every hour on the hour until 4 p.m.
Yeah.
Pat plans to
who's
attend.
With me?
What is it? Tell me what it is.
Tour of the cemetery? You're going to come, right?
No.
No. No sugarcoat.
Why do you want to go see it? Why do you want to walk to a cemetery?
I don't know.
History.
I just think it's
history.
Cool. It's
oh,
history.
Is there
it's
someone
very,
that's going to give you like
it's
this?
A guy,
at,
like a guy
at this,
tour.
This
yeah.
where this person's buried.
Mm-hmm.
They axe murdered X
yes.
amount of people.
Yeah,
yes.
yeah.
They were
yeah.
part of the witch's trial.
Yeah. Who's with me?
I'm not going.
At night? Is it
it's
at
in my
night?
Backyard.
Okay.
At night by candlelight?
Yeah. It's
no,
in
during
my
the middle
backyard.
Of the night
part
of the afternoon.
There's an endorsement.
Like yeah. noon to 4.
Aren't you the chamber representative for Essex? And she's like, I'm out.
Just don't say my name again.
We gotta start visiting more cemeteries.
Yeah.
They're the lost and the forgotten.
So where oh, so 36 Main Street in Essex?
Mm-hmm.
That's where people gotta gather?
Cemeteries are her
pigeon quarters.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
They're my what?
Pigeon quarters.
So I can't bring my dog through a
no,
right
no, no. And old newspapers are my monarchs.
That's right.
But yeah.
Old newspapers, too.
No, you get some interesting stuff.
Yeah,
just,
I do.
No,
it's
that's
just,
good stuff.
No, there's an audience for it.
There definitely is.
There's an audience.
That's
there's
what
an
we
audience
have.
For everything.
That's why we
yeah.
have
the
device.
Even this show, apparently.
Even
yeah.
show. Even body
that.
Paint.
Even
body
paint.
Painting.
Right.
We're bringing body painting to a whole new level.
We're doing it.
Body painting in the air.
Come
I mean,
at the gala. No, when is the thing when we're going to have the bum painters can show up and pay the $25
oh,
fee?
Open,
like
Monday.
So Monday, Chris and I are going to show up and we're going to have the beret.
Thursday.
We're going to wear the beret.
And the palette, you know,
right?
The painting.
The palette.
The ascot. We got to wear the ascot.
The smock.
The long
yeah, the
cigarette.
With
yeah.
the pool, the thing.
Yeah.
The smock.
The smock.
The smock.
Yeah.
And nothing
and
else
you should
on.
Do it in,
yeah.
in jock straps.
Jock
straps.
Jock
straps. We'll do it in
GMG
jock
straps.
Jock
straps.
And we're going to have, who's going to be the
there
naked
be,
lady?
There.
Oh, we're gonna have to, if there are any interest.
We're looking for a naked model
that
wants to be part of our art exhibit.
Yeah.
You can
be
careful what you
submit
wish
it
for.
To Chris McCarthy.
Yeah, I know.
You got an address?
Give us phone number.
Stanwood Point.
I'll be away this entire week. I call Joe.
No, not me. Not me. No, sorry.
No, we could probably find some. We'll go door to door and see if we can find anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, that won't get you in any trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
not at all.
The Me Too movement.
Stop. Oprah.
What?
Oprah.
Yeah. Oprah. Yeah.
That's our safe word.
We're not going to paint Oprah.
No, that's our safe word on the homie cast. If whenever we were going off the rails, one of the guys would yell out, "Oprah, Oprah!" Like, ran it back before the wives listen to this and chew us up.
So yeah, the Oprah, wives are gonna listen to this. Say, why did they select us to be painted?
I just know my wife and your wife probably wouldn't go for it. Yeah. I'm guessing. Call me crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's Gloucester. We're gonna make it exactly 1 hour. It is September. What's the 29th today. Wow. One month exactly for my birthday. So if everybody's thinking about gifts.
Yeah.
And it was great to have you guys. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us. Thank you. It was so much fun. More fun than I ever thought it would be.